I want you to think today of the one person on planet Earth that frustrates you the most, that annoys you the most. Picture their face. Okay, now let me ask you this. What is God calling you today to do for that one person? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. These days, it seems that precious few people are prepared to invest in others. Someone new starts in an organisation, they don't quite fit the culture, so the manager thinks, no, too hard, and out they go again. Or you see organisations take without ever investing anything back into the individuals who make it all possible. It seems just to be the way of the world these days. And yet the Son of God comes to earth, gets together a ragtag bunch of disciples, fishermen, tax collectors, not a theologian or experienced manager or strategic planner amongst them, and then invests 3.5 years of his life in them. And it wasn't all easy going. They frustrated him. They annoyed him. How long must I bear with this faithless generation? He asks at one point. Empowerment is such a management buzz phrase these days, yet sadly, it happens all too infrequently. I wonder what this world would look like if we poured our lives into the lives of others. Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. My brothers and sisters, God chose you to be free. But don't use your freedom as an excuse to do what pleases your sinful selves. Instead, serve each other with love. The whole law is made complete in this one command: love your neighbor the same as you love yourself. Who is it in your life, your family, in the organization in which you work, that God is calling you to pour yourself into, to invest in, to empower? Who is it? Serve each other with love. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is such a richness, such a power in the word of God, a power that God would have flow through you to make an amazing difference in this world. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.